Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is our little band from Texas, yeah, Destiny Frank, brings us back at 7:23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate. And my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, 14-year member of our brain trust, Jerry Detweiler, education director for NAV, financing and credit expert extraordinaire. That's Jerry with a G. Jerry, welcome back. Thanks again for being here. Give us the website, please.
Sure, NAV. N-A-V as in Victor.com.
All right. Tell us what goes on there.
We're going to match you to financing. So we're going to use your own data, keep it secure, not sell it to lenders, and help you find financing offers all over the country.
All right. So you're a gatekeeper. You help people get through the door, bring their
yeah,
challenges, and you help them get funded. Yeah, well, good for you. NAV.com, folks. That's why we like having Jerry on the show, because she helps people with solutions. We're talking about other credit options. I want to start just for a minute, spend just a minute on this forgiveness thing. If you have a PPP loan, there is a program. Part of that program is ultimate forgiveness. Some people, it will work for some people. It won't work for other people. When I talk to bankers, they tell me that they currently don't have a mechanism to make that happen yet. At least that was the last time I talked to them. What do you think is going on?
No, that's correct, because there is still some guidance needed from the SBA in terms of how the forgiveness process will work and what the lender's responsibility will be in that process. You know, if they incorrectly or don't verify it correctly that the borrower is eligible for forgiveness, will the lender end up on the hook for that?
Mm-hmm.
So that's correct. A few lenders have opened up forgiveness. One thing you can do in the meantime, and I recommend it, is there is a forgiveness form. The easy one is 3508EZ. It's
easy,
like your,
right,
you know, your simpler tax form. And go ahead and take a look at that and see if you qualify for the easy form. Because if you do, it's pretty simple.
Isn't there a level of
tricky math thing there?
Isn't there a level of funding under like a 150 or something like the 150,000?
Well, that's for the talk about automatic forgiveness. For the EZ, you're eligible for this if you basically didn't reduce headcount, didn't reduce salaries during the time period. Then you can do this EZ form. And so you could get ready, and then people say, well, where do I send it? You don't send it anywhere. You wait till your lender says that forgiveness is open, and you apply through your lender. But by doing that little bit of homework, you'll know whether you can do it yourself or whether you might need to get your accountant or another professional to help you with the forgiveness application when it opens with your lender. But you do have 10 months, so you have some time. Don't panic yet. And hopefully, you know, we'll get the guidance we need, and it's going to be smooth. And we may even, as we mentioned, have automatic forgiveness for smaller loans of $150,000 or less. There's been a lot of talk about that in Congress.
Just make it across the board, and that makes it even easier. Well, thank you for that report. That's awesome, Jerry. What are some other things that you're working on that you recommend people do if they still need financing? Obviously, if it's emergency, if it's survival type financing, that's different from growth expectations, right?
Yes, absolutely. And so two things I would just point out real quick. One is that what lenders have tightened up their qualifications. The last time you and I talked in April, there wasn't much out there at all. Now lenders are lending again. So that's great for a company like us where we match people to lenders. But they are requiring longer times in business. Typically, they want to see your bank statements to see what's going on with your revenues, and credit score requirements may have increased. So you want to make sure that you're checking your personal and your business credit to make sure those are strong. You want to make sure your accounting and bookkeeping is up to date, because if the lender needs, you know, an up-to-date profit and loss statement or something like that, you want to be able to provide that to the lender. And if you have that information, you're in a much better position to take advantage of lower cost financing. It's the folks who don't have that together that end up paying too much.
Well, and also one of the things that that process will do is it'll make you a better manager. The crucible of going through that for your bank for a loan will make you a better manager. What do you think, Jerry?
Yes, and it'll also help you really take another look at the finances of your business and look where, you know, the strengths and weaknesses are. And that's so important for so many businesses right now. They're having to maybe cut an unprofitable, you know, line of business and try to focus on something that's going to be more profitable moving forward. There's a lot of pivoting going on, and those numbers help direct you
That's exactly right. And the thing is, it also could be giving you the information, and I hate to say this, Jerry, but it's just a reality, the marketplace reality. Going through that process and coming up short might be telling you that, you know, it might be helping you make a decision that you didn't want to make. Last thoughts, Jerry, what do you think?
Yes, that's correct. But then the other thing is, it could, Jim, tie you back to what we talked about earlier, which is getting with your SBDC and your score office to say, how do I pivot my business? Because they see all kinds of businesses, and they may have ideas you didn't even think of to help you shift your business to this new economy.
And as we said before, that's all help from the SBDC for free and volunteer help for free from the score folks. Hey, Jerry, good job today. NAV.com, right? NAV.com.
Yes. We'd love to help you find financing. Thank you.
Keep up the good work and come back soon. Jerry Detweiler, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.